Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's happiest podcast network.
Hey y'all, lovable Gnome Jackson here to let you know that I've made the somewhat irresponsible jump to streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/JacksonBailey, and I'd love it if you were there to watch me inevitably fuck it up. I'm going to be streaming all kinds of things that aren't video games. WikiHow, Cora Answers, bad Halloween costumes, Goosebumps books, if that's legal, I don't know, and also video games. So hey, come see me do that. twitch.tv/JacksonBailey, streaming every Monday and Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. I'm definitely doing some part of it wrong.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you kill Sonic the Hedgehog?
Okay, first of all, great question. Now, this is pretty easy, I reckon, because you got to look at what Sonic is. He's a hedgehog, right?
He is a hedgehog.
What a hedgehog's love?
Being underground, nicking carrots, maybe.
All of my hedgehog-related facts come from Sonic the Hedgehog, and I just don't think that that's what actual hedgehogs love doing. Like, going fast, standing on the wings of planes, hanging out with their friend, a two-tailed fox.
Uh-huh. I think in real life a fox would eat a hedgehog. In fact, I'd put money on it. Flip it over with his nose and eat the delicious smooth guts within.
Well, maybe that's a part B of my plan, maybe involving tails. Make him rabid.
Involving the purchasing of a fox.
Maybe that's why Sonic waggles his finger, being like, not today, tails. You're not eating this.
No sorry, Bob.
I just did a very quick Google search about what do hedgehogs love to eat? And so while they do love, say, worms, beetles, slugs, caterpillars, earworms, and millipedes, they also more frequently enjoy carrion, frogs, baby rodents, baby birds, birds' eggs, and fallen fruit. So to me...
Frogs?
Yeah, frogs.
How?
With their mouth.
I don't believe this. I take umbrage with this. I can't picture that. Hedgehog's head is down. Yeah. How does it
eat a frog?
opens its mouth and the frog leaps in.
Well, that's also good because Big the Cat, one of Sonic's friends, has Froggy the Frog. Oh. Sonic probably wants to eat that frog.
He definitely does. Mm. So the way I interpret this statement is that the things that they a hedgehog will eat infrequently are kind of like little treats for a hedgehog. Yeah. So if you, put a delicious worm in front of him or maybe a baby bird, he's going to be like, ooh, I've been good. I'm going to go for that baby bird. Yeah. I deserve it.
Fuck the chili dog.
Yeah.
Time to eat a fetal chicken or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
I'm Sonic the Hedgehog. Cowabunga! Okay. I know.
So that's like step. That was step one of my research. Step two was quickly googling what are the main cause of death of a hedgehog, and it turns out that the most common cause of death for the hedgehog, particularly in Britain, I guess where hedgehogs live, are road traffic accidents. So I'm just gonna Wile E. Coyote this. Simply set up a basic trap and have like a big box of delicious baby birds with like Frida good home and then in bracket your mouth Sonic in the middle of a highway.
Tails, do you think that's suspicious that they're referring to me by name? I don't know. I'm Tails. I don't know how he talks.
Yeah. Tails, close. Basically, you can do that at voice for the rest of the episode, and we promise not to make fun of
you. Yes.
I'd actively encourage it, to be honest. Yeah.
So, yeah. Zamet, first of all, great research. You've looked into this, yep. But I'm just going to throw over to Jackson, who, after those vocal impressions, is clearly our Sonic expert. Jackson, what would you say Sonic's number one ability is?
Being quick.
Yeah. Sonic is
not,
faster
not
than...
having to wear pants, but no one does. Big the Cat wears a t-shirt, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Sonic's faster than cars.
So the problem is that the cars aren't going fast enough. Okay. What about we put the box of baby birds on the Autobahn? Cars are going real fast there. We're up to his speed.
Sonic can run sometimes, depending on which way you're looking at Sonic from. In the movie, he runs at the speed of sound. In fact, there's a song where it says rolling around at the speed of sound.
At the speed of sound, I got places to go, got to follow my rainbow.
All right,
yeah, that is true.
Speed of sound, speed of sound. How fast is an aeroplane?
Well, some of them break the sound barrier. But here's the struggle, Zamet, is you can't put baby birds in a box in the sky.
Jackson, what do birds do? They fly, so therefore they would be in the sky, you idiot.
But then how has Sonic the Hedgehog not died already by trying to get the sky birds? I mean, like, I love your strategy of getting Sonic the Hedgehog cleaned up by a fucking Concorde speed of sound plane.
We
That's
put,
great.
Okay. We need a lot more baby birds. So we're going to put like a basket, but I mean like a hot air balloon basket full of baby birds. And then we just flip that up into the air. And then we acquire some military planes to kind of just like keep swooping those birds.
And you got
to
be quick because I like that your plan started. First of all, you put the birds in the sky.
Yes.
And then you were like, and what's step two? You didn't have the whole thing planned out.
Okay, step two.
So you quickly
hang
go
on.
To an Air Force base.
No!
Get
got
a
this.
Jet.
Okay,
yeah.
No. We don't need jets anymore. Sonic can still die from fall damage, right?
No.
He can't. No.
Yeah, he doesn't fall damage.
The only thing
any
Sonic dies.
Games.
Sonic is full of rings from his tits to his toes. With rings, and when he doesn't have any of those rings and someone stabs him with a dagger, that's when Sonic dies.
Okay.
That's the rule.
Okay, so I've got to make him poor. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Sonic.
Ruin Sonic the Hedgehog financially.
Yeah.
We've got to
ruin him financially then. Okay, Sonic, I'll sell you this delicious baby bird for all the rings in your body. It's a good deal.
Sonic, and then you feel his horrible stomach, which jingles and jangles. You're a rich man, Sonic the Hedgehog, as you rub his wealthy belly.
For a low payment of 50 rings, you could have this delicious baby bird. And then just like punch him in the bread basket and go, oof. And then he coughs up the rings, and I punch him again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make sure you got to double tap Sonic because, if you just take all of his rings, he'll just run out and get more rings, and then he'll be fine again.
Okay. How do you ruin someone financially? Scams? What kind of scam would Sonic fall for?
You need to scam Sonic the Hedgehog. You need to basically be like, Sonic the Hedgehog, he loves chili dogs.
Uh-huh.
You're like, I have a chili dog based venture that I need your investments in. And then Sonic invests a paltry sum, $1,000. And then you're like, Sonic the Hedgehog, something's come up. Oh no, we need some more money or whatever, you know? Yeah.
Do you reckon Sonic would like, you know, you reckon he'd have a punt? You reckon he'd...
Yeah,
gambling man.
Sonic the Hedgehog strikes me as a gambling man. Absolutely.
He's like, oh, what if Sonic? So I reckon maybe, and like he like racing, so maybe we go down a local dog track and ruin him financially by gambling, and then hopefully he'll go to like a loan shark because he'll need a little more money, and they'll rough him up a bit. And that second, like, you know, punch to the stomach, there he is. Done. Mm. He's gone.
There's something very appealing about the fact that for some reason, like, you didn't take him to a casino. Why'd you pick the dog track? It's more your speed, I guess. That's fair. I also love that your plan involved both times. One where you were trying to just sell him the baby birds for a lot of money, and the second time where you take him to the dog park, a punch to the stomach. It seems like you don't understand your plan, and that's great. You're like, I'm going to ruin him financially. And Sonic's like, damn, I'm ruined financially. Then you're like, oof, what now? Cough up those rings. What am I doing? Why am I here?
I just watched this crazy hedgehog spend a lot of rings on dogs.
Oh. Yeah. And then you've ruined Sonic. I guess if you've ruined Sonic financially in that he's given all of his rings to the dog track, and then you do punch him in the stomach, if you kill him like Houdini, he will die.
It's only one hair. I saved myself that one punch, so that's pretty
good. Exactly.
Because there's that moment where he's in Invincible or whatever, for like he loses the rings and he's like flashing or whatever. So that if he's getting his legs broke by like a loan shark, that might spook him. But if he's ruined financially, that'll get him.
Mm. So the moment, like, his dog doesn't win the race and he's like, ah, and tears up the ticket, he starts flashing because he's invincible. Yeah. And then when he turns around and he's like, I'm in serious trouble, Joel Zammett, my friend, you're like, oof, in the bread basket. Yeah. What now, Sonic the Hedgehog?
So, Zammett, your plan is to rig a race?
No.
Or just hope that he doesn't bet on the right one?
Hope he doesn't bet on the right one.
And did you for a brief moment forget what gambling was?
Also, you don't...
It's the law of averages. At some point, he's definitely going to lose big.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, if he's a casual gambler and doesn't have an addiction or an issue with... You know, if gambling hasn't ruined his life, he also might just not gamble, you know, what literally keeps him alive. He might be like, oh, just chuck five rings on it.
That
and
is
you're like,
true.
But Sonic, you got 50 rings.
Come
and he's
on.
Like, yeah, but I don't want to die.
I thought you were cool, Sonic. Whatever. I reckon Tails would.
Tails would. Just Tails an idiot.
Wait, who's got a big rivalry? Knuckles?
No. Dr. Eggman is, I guess, his only rival.
I'm sorry, Zammett, because I just realized that Sonic, whilst probably a gambling man, I don't think a racetrack's a good idea, because what'll happen is he'll get excited about a running race and he'll just jump in and run with the dogs.
Yeah, that's true.
But he won't
Sonic,
get.
That's not the point
then,
of this.
Then he'd
what are you doing?
He'd disqualify the race and then he'd lose money.
No, if a race is disqualified, you'd probably get a refund.
If you run into the race, if there is
the
a dog
track.
Race happening and you jump the fence and spook the dogs and race in it and then proclaim yourself the winner... You don't
then
get your money
give
back.
You your money
you,
back.
You don't.
Well,
that's, no.
No, because, like, if you were to make a bet, say I'm like, I've put a bet on the 2020 Olympics.
Yeah.
The ones that famously aren't happening, so this is a bad example. And then I did something that caused the 2020 Olympics to get cancelled.
Yeah.
The bets would still be voided, including mine.
No.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get your money back.
Yeah, that's
Why
what
would
a
they
voided
give you
bet
your money
does.
Back? Why would they give you your money? That's crazy. You're a crazy man.
If it was like
they
very
would be like,
much like,
get out of the dog track, Sonic. Maniac.
Like 100% like compelling evidence that you personally caused the problem. That's basically like fixing a race, isn't it? Like
you're getting your money back though. You're not winning or losing. It's just the bet's void.
This is basically race fixing
insane.
For an idiot.
No, it's not race fixing because there's no benefit for anyone.
Yeah, exactly. For an idiot.
No, but that's not race fixing.
If like, I was like, okay, say there's a dog, the dogs are going, they're racing, that's good. I'm going to bet everything I have on number 6. Oh no, he's losing. I'm going to quickly jump the barrier and participate and do a lap.
That's true.
That's,
also, they're like,
basically
that loophole. Yeah, everything's void because that big dickhead is running with
back.
The dogs.
He doesn't lose. Also, I think the reason that they would not give you your money back is they would ban you from the dog track. And probably by being banned from the dog track, you don't get your payout. Yeah. They would be like, don't come back. You've spooked the dogs. You've ruined everyone's day. Go home, Sonic the Hedgehog.
No one's
Christ.
Happy. And now we're all going to get one go at your bread basket. Plus, there'll be so many mad gamblers as well.
Oof, we're lining up, Sonic.
That's a great way to get got by a crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you've killed him in that the mob has killed Sonic the Hedgehog.
You've definitely made Sonic a very unpopular man amongst the dog bettors.
Yeah, Sonic
those
the Hedgehog
dog
has finally been
a powerful enemy to have.
Powerful enemy to have, you know? Not big dog.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like... I know maybe in your research you didn't find it, but I'm sure that a dog would eat a hedgehog. So maybe the moment Sonic jumps into the hounds, they tear him apart. Really, the dog track's a dangerous place for Sonic the Hedgehog.
I know that we're all very excited about Sonic the Hedgehog being eaten by a dog, but I feel like we keep looking past the one ability that Sonic has, which is he runs at the speed of sound.
He's very fast, but you know what we're going to, Dusha? A dog track where it's dogs who are professional racers. They're dogs, the fastest dogs.
Dogs can't run okay. I'm going to have to sit you down and explain speed and dogs to you.
Yeah, okay, all right, how's this then? Okay, you know what? The dog track is a circle, so Sonic is going to keep going, right? He's going to keep lapping those dogs.
Dogs
so
just going to turn point, around.
At some point, they're going to be neck and neck. All he's going to do is one straight chomp, and that's a dead Sonic. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sonic's
well,
done.
Well, no, it's not, because he's got rings. We've established that. So
that's a one ringless
chomps.
Sonic, then.
But also, Sonic's so quick, so that the rings would bounce around, he'd probably get another one. But also, that's like saying that if you're standing on a freeway, you could bite a car.
Yeah, it won't end well for me.
If I was going the speed of a car, I could,
But the dogs aren't going at the speed of Sonic.
Look, I reckon I could bite a car, Dusha. It wouldn't end well for me. We've also got now a lot of dead dogs, so I hope you're happy with that. But
why have we got dead dogs?
Because we've got dead dogs because we have a Sonic going at the speed of sound and then a dog tried to chew it, which means you've got a thing at the speed of sound going through a dog jaw. Are you telling me a dog will survive this?
Well, I'm starting to think that you don't understand dog racing, dogs, and speed.
What bit of dog racing have we... Do you think a dog jaw will cop a Sonic at the speed of sound to its face? I don't think it would.
If I had a dog's head in the path of a Concorde jet, it would be eviscerated.
Yeah. He's like going to go for a bit of a bite, but yeah, his head's gored.
Bloody butter.
So Sonic's not getting bitten. The same way that the jet isn't getting bitten.
Yeah, but if a jet hits an object at the speed of sound, it's not good.
Yeah.
You know those dents that geese make into like the hull of a plane?
But the dogs are hitting Sonic.
No, they're not.
That's what's happening.
Yes.
If I throw a ball at you and I'm like, stick your hand out so it hits you, you'd struggle to do that, and a ball goes so much slower. A dog will not be able to stand in the way of Sonic.
There's a lot of dogs on that dog track. Sonic is mowing through those dogs, and they're causing some damage to
Sonic.
There's
like eight dogs per dog race.
You want to save the dogs in the dog race. I get it, dude.
We're there.
I get where you're coming from.
The dogs are cute. They're greyhounds. They're adorable. But they're a mist. They're a red mist, dude.
Okay, if the dogs are dead, so are you for being in the vicinity of something traveling at the speed of sound. So that's bad news for everyone at the dog track.
What are you saying?
What?
Maybe we need to explain speed to you.
Do you know what a sonic boom does to people?
Pops their eardrums, probably doesn't kill them.
If you're that close to something doing a sonic boom, it would kill you. Sonic would also technically die, but that's... traveling at the speed of sound is also illegal in the US for that reason. It's dangerous.
What about the guy in the plane, though?
Yeah, it's banned now. You can't do it in America.
Yeah, but how does he survive?
He doesn't.
Well, he's in a plane.
Jackson, every time a pilot goes the speed of sound, they pop like a grain.
They die.
No, it's the same way
illegal,
that we can...
apparently.
The plane just careens to the ground.
How you can say...
We should stop doing this.
How you can say that the pilot, like, that's crazy after spending 5 minutes saying dogs can't survive Sonic running near them because they'll try and bite him, even though they wouldn't even be able to see him.
Yeah, they would sense it.
You don't understand dogs.
It's the same way that being on the outside of a spaceship is different
from being inside a spaceship.
Well,
if you're on the outside...
Air, though. And gravity and flux.
Just accept that Sonic is going to careen with those dogs and that might break his leg.
Yeah.
And then we're going to put him down like a horse.
Just enjoy it, Dusha. Just enjoy Sonic tearing through dogs like a knife through butter. Don't fight it. Go with the flow. Enjoy. A cornucopia of dog carnage that we've put out for you. A banquet of eviscerated hounds, and you're saying, no, yeah. I'm full.
Yeah, a buffet I don't understand. Of red misted pooches, and you're like, no.
No, I'll have none of this. Anyway, that's a great way to kill Sonic the Hedgehog, Zammit.
Thank you, man.
I think you've got lost that. In your own plan.
So yeah, Zammit, point... just a quick recap. How are you killing Sonic the Hedgehog?
Initially, it was...
No. Not initially. How are you killing Sonic the Hedgehog?
We're going to go to the dog track. We're going to get him to bet and bet big. Then he's going to lose some money, and he's going to be like, oh, no. And hopefully we're going to encourage him by maybe getting him a little bit drunk as well to keep betting and being like, man... Because even if he bets big and wins big, we're like, hell yeah, ride that wave.
Keep going.
And then keep going. Yeah. Just keep going. And eventually he's going to be down to his last dollar, or no money, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And then when he's down to his last dollar... Punch him in the bread basket. I get. Why are we doing this again?
Victory? For the Chaos Emeralds.
Chaos Emerald. I get a sweet Chaos Emerald.
You get your name in the paper for killing Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's all right.
A menace who runs too quick.
That is good.
So that's my plan.
All right. So my method is far, 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 far more streamlined. Okay. Sonic the Hedgehog, he's a showboating piece of shit. Loves showing off.
Sure.
Famously, in the start of his games, he's standing on the wing of a plane. Uh-huh. So I'll be like, hey, Sonic, I'm going to put you in this cannon and shoot you out of it. And he'll be fine with that. But I'm going to shoot him out over the ocean and be like, hey, you can try and catch this plane or something. Some kind of crazy stunt. I'll lie. Mm-hmm. That part doesn't matter. Uh-huh. And then when he's in the cannon, I light the cannon and then I just push the cannon down, shoot him into the bottom of the ocean. Sonic's one weakness is water. He drowns. I cheer.
Mm. That's great. I feel like... that a better strategy is just to block off the end of the cannon so Sonic explodes inside it. Sonic's like, what's that plug for? And you're like, don't worry about it. And then Sonic just... and you just shoot viscera out the tip of the... Yeah,
it oozes Sonic the Hedgehog. Out. Kind of like a pre-cum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't... Like, while his weakness is water...
He
can swim. There's just air bubbles as well.
He can't swim. He sinks like
He runs along the ground. He can't swim.
Oh, that's true. But he does come across a lot of air bubbles.
Yeah. Well, he won't when he's fucking dead.
Could you conceivably just drown him in a puddle? Like, I mean, you said this was more streamlined than mine, but there was a lot of bullshit to get to this point.
Well, there was no bull. Yours had four. Sonic. Mine was complicated, but didn't fail at any point. I have to acquire a cannon. And I have to meet Sonic the Hedgehog and befriend him.
Yes.
And convince him that being shot out of this. He has to trust me enough. Or just hey, Sonic, we're filming Jackass 4. You're in it. We're going to shoot you out of a cannon. And then I just shoot him into the bottom of the ocean.
Okay.
Hey, Sonic, this is your hero, Steve-O. That's right, we're shooting Jackass 4.
Yeah, dude!
It's Yeah, get in the cannon, Sonic! We call this one Hedgehog Cannon. But do the Jackass boys know this is an assassination attempt?
You
killed that hedgehog!
Man, imagine getting the Jackass crew to be your assassin team and all your assassinations, and you just get famous political figures and make them do stunts you intentionally sabotage. Vladimir Putin's gonna do the loop-de-loop, but I don't know, somehow you poison the bike or whatever.
Yeah, actually, enlisting Sonic to do Jackass 4, but making booby-trapping the traps so that they're not extreme stunts, they're death machines is good.
That is a good...
I think that's a great idea.
It's a great idea. I think it'd be entertaining. However, he might go through... he might succeed. It just might be on a level for him. He might do it, you know?
Yeah. And then you've created Jackass 4 rules. I mean, it's good.
Yeah, well, then at least I get money out of it.
Yeah, you're like, you go on IMDb for Jackass 4 trivia. It's originally developed as a kind of death trap assassination for Sonic.
Would this be the first snuff film that didn't take?
It's definitely the first snuff film to make bank.
Yeah. Oh, it just didn't work. They just made it through. It is great to imagine you're like, Sonic, you have to, like, climb across this rope over alligators, and we're going to shoot you with an airsoft rifle, but it's just a real rifle. You just riddle Sonic the Hedgehog with bullets.
Yeah.
But also, I think you fall into the same problem Zammit did, in that Sonic's quick. Like, what?
Yeah.
What jackass stunt can't Sonic run away from by just the virtue of his ability?
Jackass have a lot of stunts where you can just break your neck or die immediately, no matter how fast you are. Give me a jackass stunt. Like, okay.
Drinking horse semen.
Okay. yeah, great.
How's
one.
Sonic getting out of that one?
Jackass 2? Yeah. Well, that's the thing. He's not getting out of that one. He's got to jerk off a horse and then drink its cum, I guess.
Humiliating. I don't think they jerked off the horse.
Putting a car toy in his noose.
Yeah, well, again, so Sonic the Hedgehog, smaller than a human being, toy car, that's probably going to tear his insides.
Yeah.
He's got internal bleeding.
Bam Majera and the crew were like, Sonic, maybe you shouldn't be the one to do this. No, all right, far out! No, Sonic, you're tiny.
Also, Chris Pontius, the man who does do that, can barely walk when he's got the toy car in his ass, so that removes Sonic's ability to walk, to run. So, maybe I put a little toy car in his ass and then I just hit him with a bat and he can't run away.
That's a strategy. That Jackass has gotten more upsetting to watch, certainly. Yep.
Well, we don't film that part. That we just have a tribute to Sonic the Hedgehog at the end.
Fucking take a 2x4 to a waddling Sonic.
Sonic, it's a fun Jackass stunt. We're filming it. We're putting the car for us. You go into the doctor, and Sonic's like, all right, time to go to the... And then you just slam him with the baseball bat. But then you got to kill every other member of Jackass because they weren't in on it. And then at the end of Jackass 4, it's like in tribute to every member of Jackass.
Jackass crew. What if I just have a rap party where I just put a bomb in the soup or something? You know, the famous rap party soup?
Yeah, the famous
bomb. Bomb the soup.
Did they bomb the fucking soup?
Yeah,
easy. You go in there with the ladle.
Fuck.
You
pull out the Sonic, perfect, you love dude. Soup.
Yeah, Sonic, it's chili dog soup. It's a famous Jackass rap party chili dog soup. Put a bomb in it.
Whoa, far out. And then he scoops it up, puts it in his pot, in his plate.
Yep.
Oh no, the soup was rigged to blow.
Yep.
Yeah,
and then is it, great, what's brilliant. His name, Rip Thorn or whoever the guy comes out with the confetti.
Yeah, he's dead in real life already. Yeah. I don't have to
get
kill
his corpse.
One.
I don't know. We'll dig it up.
Yeah, you figure it out. Yeah. All right, so your Jackass, no, your Sonic assassination attempt has also for some reason become as convoluted as Zammit's, and I don't know how many times you're trying to kill Sonic. You're like, Sonic, we're part of Jackass now. Oh, we're putting you in a cannon. Oh, wait, no, no, no. Get on this little poison tricycle. Wait, no, 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 no.
No, no, no.
Put this car up your ass.
No.
Okay, eat the bomb soup, Sonic. Just eat the bomb soup. That'll take care of you.
Jackson, we're attempting all of those things.
If one's successful.
Yeah,
great.
And if they're not successful, I have the fail-safe plan of I get a blockbuster film out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I at least
you go to jail
money.
For bombing a soup, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, I bombed the soup. I'll be in
like,
a safe
who
distance.
Bombed
who bombed the soup? The only person that survived this is this Joel Dusha man, and we're not quite sure why he was here to begin with.
I'll be close enough to the... That'll be my Jackass stunt. I'll be close enough to the bomb that I get hurt enough that people are like, it probably wasn't him. He was just lucky to survive.
Jackass 4 in tribute to Sonic the Hedgehog, the Jackass crew, and the victims of the bombed soup disaster. 2020.
Yeah, may they rest in peace.
You're accepting the Academy Award. You've got to be like, damn, we couldn't have imagined anyone would bomb the soup.
Yeah.
I think what's going to get an Academy Award?
I think what's going to get you, though, is your hubris. Like, you'll be accepting that award with a big smile, and you're going to want to tell people that you bombed that soup.
I would never brag about something like that. I'd be quietly happy. And then if worse comes to worse, I'll just frame it on Phil Margera. He's my fall guy.
I like to imagine you're accepting the Academy Award and you look like a supersonic version of yourself. People are like, did he get the Chaos Emeralds? Is that what this look is? John Dush is sporting a fresh new look on the red carpet. You're just kind of floating, bright gold, hovering around. Huh. What do you attribute your new look to? It's a skin. It's a skincare regime.
Yeah.
I drink 9 glasses of water a day. It's real healthy.
You ever heard of goji berries?
Yeah,
that's this.
Yeah. Johnny Knoxville gave me the secret before he was tragically exploded by the bomb soup.
Whoa. And I wouldn't dream of sharing it. And then you hover inside.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be suspicious. But I don't know if Sonic has lawyers or the Sonic estate has lawyers to take you down.
So, yeah, Tails might be coming after you. So
yeah.
I'm,
great strategy.
I fear a dog with two tails. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, great strat. You definitely brilliant. Got him, I think, in the end.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Made a profit. There were some casualties.
Yeah.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Also, hey, plumbing is sweet as a summer breeze and all, but did you know that we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Maybe you wish we'd stop talking about superheroes and Star Wars and dog dicks and instead sort out which kind of frog is the superior frog or what would be the best kind of metal to be crushed under. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Shut Up A Second, a nonsense podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
Jack, how are you?
Well, I was thinking that the real problem of Sonic, and you've both encountered this as a problem and had to think about it on the fly, but it'll be my beginning strategy, is that he's too quick. Obviously, we know this. He's a quick little mouse. So I was thinking, what slows people down?
Sonic the rat.
Hard drugs. Okay. Yeah. So I was imagining like ketamine or horse tranquilizers, which I think are ketamine.
Yeah, it's
barbiturates. Anything like that.
Just
that
crushed
I can...
up Valium?
Huh? Valium? Absolutely. And so just get Sonic addicted to them. I'm like, welcome to the party lifestyle, Sonic. You've made it to the big leagues. Maybe I pose as an agent to try and get him into the glitz and glamour of Hollywood. I'm like, we're making a movie, Sonic. He's like, didn't one come out already? I'm like, yeah, shut up. We're making a sequel. And then I take him to fancy Hollywood parties. I get him hooked on barbiturates. He gets very slow. Gotta go slow. And then I take a leaf out of Douche's book and whack him with a bat. And, you know, then, hey, off to prison for me, I don't care, I killed Sonic the Hedgehog, you know? I'm not worried about consequences here, I just want him dead, so however it happens, it's not a worry to me. Maybe he's in the back of a limousine, and I'm trying to take him back to his house, and he's, like, drugged out of his mind, and I just drive us both off a bridge. And I'm like, I got you, Sonic the Hedgehog, I finally got you, and we drown, or whatever, together. That's my strategy.
I wonder. So obviously horse tranquilizers have a different impact on people as they do to horses. I wonder what Sonic the Hedgehog's reaction to a horse tranq would be. Because if it has a similar effect to just like a human being's ketamine, he won't be able to run well, but his speed wouldn't be gone.
He might just go. Off. Shit.
His world would be sideways, but he'd be running somewhere.
What about the other way, Jack and JD? As opposed to slowing him down, speed him up.
You speed him up.
Swap those downers for uppers.
Get his heart pumping like the equivalent of a hummingbird, you know? Mm. Just like constantly going. Because, like, give Sonic the Hedgehog a heart attack.
Is the new, well, yeah, all these drug talks and gossip mags that would be surrounding this. Are you trying to get Sonic the Hedgehog cancelled? Kill his career?
Yeah.
Famous child entertainer Sonic the Hedgehog has today been seen ripping huge fat lines.
Yeah. And I will go and make press, like, releases for Sonic the Hedgehog that somehow make him seem worse than he is.
Yeah.
I tried to stop him, but he was.
As his good friend and manager, I, Jackson Bailey, think that we should put down Sonic the Hedgehog.
I have a gun right here, so if there are no objections, I'll do it right now. it's great to imagine all of the press being like, whoa! I think we can all agree that Sonic the Hedgehog needs a bullet between the eyes, and I, as his manager and childhood best friend, should be the man to do it.
Jackson, Taylor,
and JD in the crowd nodding like enthusiastically, like, get that rat!
Finally!
Yeah. Zamet. Zamet sitting there with lots and lots of gambling slips sitting in his pocket.
Yeah.
Failed from the dog track. Me with sitting in a director's chair. Like, yeah, you should kill him.
That would be good. That's good. We'll strategically place you amongst the crowd to get them riled up. Yeah. And I'll be like, well, if there are no objections. Ear,
being like, I heard he sucks and deserves to die.
My child playing a Sega Entertainment System, and now my child loves to huff paint. I blame Sonic the Hedgehog, and I think the only way to cure my child from it huffing paint is to shoot that hedgehog between its eyes.
If there are no objections, and then I do it and I go to jail, but I've been the fall guy the whole time. This was all part of the plan. Sonic loses his rings at the dog track. This was all part of the plan. His rings at the dog track. He's broke. He needs work. So he goes to Joel Dusha and he does Jackass 4, which damages his body and reputation even further. Then he comes to me desperate for more work, and I get him addicted to downers and uppers. Yeah.
Desperate for more work, and he needs like medication to deal with the toll of the pain that Jackass 4 has done to his body. So he turns to self-medicating. You're encouraging that?
And I then shoot him in front of thousands of people on the lawn of the White House in the middle of his eyes. And I say, don't worry, everyone, we got Sonic the Hedgehog. And then I am taken to jail.
And it says, mission accomplished.
Beautiful. You're awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
Absolutely. Everyone cheers. I get a Purple Heart, why not?
Astronaut comes down, he gives you a baby, you kiss it on the cheek.
I'm running for mayor on
this. Astronaut takes off its helmet. Ah, it's the queen! Everyone's happy.
Oh my god! Your Majesty! Yes, it is I, the man who killed Sonic the Hedgehog. Thank you so much.
The newspapers will just be like, bearded potato kills quick rat.
Finally.
World rejoices. And then we split the profits.
Exactly. World rejoices, no one mourns, rat finally slayed.
Yeah.
Rat problem taken care of.
Thank you, Jackson Bailey. We couldn't have done it without you.
They're going to build you a fucking statue, dude. That rules.
They are. They're going to build me a statue of me holding Sonic by the scruff of his neck with a handgun pointed to his head.
What if they make a statue
dead
of
rat in Latin? That's what it'll say down the bottom.
Just deadus ratus. Mortus ratus?
Rat mortuus. That's what it'll say at the bottom of my statue.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And Sonic the Hedgehog, he's been dead.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.